Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Mega Coda Minicast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Spirit King's encounter in the Mogoton Vault raid, which is a really fun and dynamic encounter requiring only one tank. This fight is a one-phase fight with four bosses, whom you fight one at a time randomly. With each boss comes new mechanics that you have to deal with, and what makes this fight interesting is that one mechanic from each boss carries over to the next until you have to deal with all carryover mechanics on the fourth boss. Quang the Merciless. With him I'll start off by beaconing my tank and keeping Sacred Shield on him. Everyone stands with the tank in front of the boss to absorb some of the massive attacks damage going onto the tank. When the boss throws out his AoE attack Annihilate, you all move through him onto his backside to avoid it. For the most part, damage is very minimal as long as the mechanics are followed, so healing is accomplished with Light's Hammer, Holy Light, and Holy Shock. Once we all move to avoid the Annihilate, I'll help heal everyone up using Holy Radiance and Light of Dawn. The attack that carries over to the next boss is Flanking Orders, which sends a row of Mogu warriors in your direction. We all move together out of their way to avoid getting one-shotted by them. Easy mechanic to deal with. Xian of the Endless Shadow. Same thing, keep Beacon and Sacred Shield up on the tank while healing with Light's Hammer, Holy Light, and Holy Shock. As long as everyone keeps spread out for this fight, then his damage attacks are really nothing special. If need be, I'll help keep the melee and tank up using Holy Radiance, Daybreak, Proc, Holy Shock, and Light of Dawn for some raid heals. The attack that carries over to the next boss is Undying Shadows. Undying Shadows is a summoned attackable add that fixates onto a random player close by. Simply kite it to the outer edge of the room so that when it dies, the shadow pool it drops is out of the way. Mang the Demented. The main attack that we as healers need to be concerned with is the one that gets carried over. Maddening Shout. This is a spell that turns all raid members hostile to one another and attackable. There's also a ton of shadow damage going out until all raid members have sustained 40,000 in damage. We group up here so I drop a Light's Hammer and heal with Holy Radiance and Light of Dawn. This is also where I like to use my Devotion Aura to help reduce raid damage. Subtai the Swift. He has three main attacks. Volley sends a cone of arrows out in a random direction, three times back to back. Simply move to the side out of the way. Rain of Arrows is a cast of arrows that he lobs down onto a random location. If you're within 8 yards, you will get a debuff and be pinned and become immobile, taking damage. Like last attack, move away from its location at least 8 yards. Now if someone gets pinned, throw a hand of protection to remove the debuff and give them some healing love with Divine Light. Now the carryover attack that he has is Pillage. Pillage is a debuff that he casts indicated by a red circle on the ground. If you're caught in it, you suffer 50% reduction in your heals or DPS and 50% increase in damage taken. Simply put, move out of the pillage zone. Healing on this fight really wasn't that difficult as long as everyone knows and understands the mechanics. Keep tank topped off, beaconed, Sacred Shielded. Use your single target heals when spread out, AoE heals when grouped up. No one understands when to use your healing cooldowns, and this fight will be a breeze and you'll have your kill. Hope this helps out. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C or check out my blog page at healingspec.com. And don't forget to stay frosty.